السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we are together again. Alhamdulillah, Allah allowed us, or is allowing us, to continue with reflecting on the names, the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's attribute, inshaAllah, is going to be Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib. And Al-Mujib is a name that is, should be very close to us. And it is an attribute that scholars use to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they argue with others. Okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to your dua, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mujib, is the one that answers the need, answers the dua, respond to His servants. Subhanallah. The Creator is the one who responds to His servant. Al-Mujib. Now, when we make dua, okay, when we ask, before we make dua, when you ask, whom do you ask? In a day-to-day affairs and activities, of ways or in the way of how you function during the day, you do ask questions in your way, somewhere, in your work, because of some need. You do ask. But the one that you ask is the one suitable for the question that you are asking. Okay? You ask about a certain discipline and you ask someone who have a lot of knowledge or some knowledge in this discipline. We do not go to the one that is in a complete different discipline and ask them for something that they do not know. We know that, and it is something that you know, a child would know, understand. Only ask someone who is capable, someone who is knowledgeable about that which you are in need of or that which you would like to know. So this is the attitude we should have when we're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're making dua to Al-Alim, the one who is most knowledgeable. He is the epitome of knowledge that we don't know. You know, that knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. You are making dua to the one who is Al-Qadir, the one who is able and capable. The epitome again of qudrah, of ability, is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're making dua to the one who is al-qahhar, the one who is a compeller. So nothing can stop Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the Creator and everything else is the creation. So He moves things as He wishes in His mulk. And you're asking who? Al-Malik, making dua to Al-Malik, the one who owns and in control of his ownership. You're making dua to the one who does not need anything from his ownership, from what he owns, and everything that he created is in need of him. You're making dua and you're asking the one who is the most merciful. So his mercy is in abundant, so much that we don't quite understand the extent of it. Okay. So when we're making dua, when we are asking, how could we ask, go somewhere else and ask, or go to someone else and ask? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of all the attributes, beautiful attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, then we go to Him. And He is Al-Mujib. Allah says that He is Al-Mujib. He will respond to us. He will answer our dua. When someone requests something from you, you respond. It depends on mainly two things: how incapable the person is and how capable you are. Okay? When a person comes and asks you for something, how quick you respond and how long you respond and so forth depends on two things: how incapable this person is. If this person is really incapable, you have so much compassion, you want quickly to help this person. And it depends on how capable you are. If you are, for that which he is asking you about, you are having an abundance of and a capability of it, definitely you're going to respond quickly. Just making that example, show us who we are with Allah. Okay? When you ask Allah, you are definitely incapable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely is capable. So Allah is quick to respond. We need to think about that. Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to us sometimes. Allah responds to us before we ask. And Allah responding to all His creation before they ask. From matters, solid matters, to plant life, to animals, to human beings. Human beings, before they ask, Allah has given them abundance. But then, you, in a way of need, you have an abundance. Allah has given you what you need, absolutely need. This is Allah responding to us, to our need, before we ask. And we walk around and we don't realize that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us everything that we absolutely need. And we don't think about it. And we made this comment a couple of times before. Look at that which you absolutely need, that you cannot survive without. A place to live, sustenance of air, sustenance of water, sustenance of food. And it goes in that order. First, you need a place to live. Second, I'm talking about a human race, a creation that Allah created. They need absolutely a place to live. Allah created the planet Earth for us. Okay, that is in such a way that is exactly has the atmosphere that we can survive on. It has enough water and enough land to survive on. And Allah created everything in it in a design for us, to serve us. And everything above it in a design to serve us and to help us. That's a place to stay.
And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow anyone to have a say in this matter or in any degree of control in this matter, because mankind changes and Allah never changes. Allah is absolute. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, because you cannot survive a few seconds without the earth as it is, as it is designed. So no one is allowed to be able to control how fast the earth is rotating around itself and around the sun, and so forth and so on. That is a mercy and bounty of Allah for us. Second is the air. You cannot survive without air to breathe for few seconds. So the lungs that is taking in the air, you do not have a control of it as a human being. You say, now I'm going to breathe in, now I'm going to breathe out. See, everybody breath deeply just now. See, you start recognizing this. I'm talking to you as I'm saying it to you. I'm thinking about, okay, when I'm going to stop the sentence so I can take a breath in. I start thinking about it. Now I'm breathing deeply because maybe the next sentence is long. See? This is from the mercy of Allah. Allah designed, you talk 100 miles an hour, okay? And your lungs are working. And when the sentence ends, before it ends, you need breath. It takes in and out immediately. And you don't even think about it. And you sleep. And it is working. Not only that, but the air that you are taking in, because you cannot survive without it for a few seconds, Allah did not put it under control of anyone. Zero control. Okay? Because mankind changes. However, you can stay without water for a while. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made water available, but you have to go and get it. Right? You have time to go and get it. And if somebody controls the water, there is a chance for a few days they can survive with water, that you can find water. You can walk to the river. You can wait until it rains. You can dig a hole in the ground and see if there is any water there. So you're not a desperate from a moment to a moment desperation. You are desperate here in a week to week. So therefore, there is a control of some control that Allah allows people to control it. Food, you can be without it, I mean physically, for 40 days. Okay? So the monopoly in food is plentiful around for mankind. Allah lifted there for you, you know, some control. And we all going to be tested. All of this is a test from Allah. This control, and you mean that is a control and Allah is, wal'a'adhu billah, out of control? No. Allah has given control to you, for you, and you are responsible for this. And Allah still designed everything with measure. Whether you give it or not, Allah will take it from you once the time comes to give it to others. But you're going to be tested in this. So this is a bounty that Allah has given us. Istijaba. Allah as al-mujib, respond to our need in such a design before we ask. Some of us are sensitive to this, aware of this, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much for it. So Allah keeps giving them without them asking, more than what they need. That's a whole different level. A whole different level. Before you ask, Allah will give you. Because you are really appreciate what Allah has given you without your asking. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who do not quite appreciate what Allah has given them, and kind of forgetting, Allah will hold back on them, so they will ask. Now Allah holding back things not for the purpose for them to ask, because Allah does not need us to ask Him. But Allah is doing so we can make dua and connect with Allah. And that is the purpose of holding back. The purpose of holding back is to connect with Allah. Allah wants you to come to Him, to have a relationship with Him, because He loves you so much, so He will hold back on you, so you make dua. And when you make dua, you get onto a level now of ma'rifah and love and hub. Ma'rifah is to get to know Allah, because now you were away, and that's why Allah held what you need. For you know, when you have a when you want a child come to you, walillahil mathalil a'la, what do? You get something that they like, okay? And you hold it to them, and they will come running to you. You're not doing that for the purpose of teasing the child. You're doing that because you love the child. You want the child comes to you and give him a hug, and you get have a relationship with the child. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do this with us, is one is we have some deficiencies, so Allah is holding back a little bit from us, so we run to Allah. And when we are getting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us, now we're getting to know Allah more. Because we know we made the dua, and here it is, and it is for us. And after that, the level of love, then we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fall in love with this relationship. And Allah holds back from us, so we can get to know Allah and get to love Allah. And there are some that Allah gives, and no matter how much they get, they forget about Allah. And Allah dislikes them so much that Allah will not wait for them to make dua. Allah will give them before they make dua, because Allah dislikes them to make dua for Him. Okay? Then isn't this what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? That, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the gifts of Allah and the bounty of Allah upon people when Allah would like to punish them. When Allah wants to punish them, Allah will open all opportunities for them, and all the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to them without dua. Why? Because there is a disconnect that they are insisting on. So therefore, Allah gives them what they want. More disconnect. So Allah does not give them a chance to connect with Allah. So does not hold back on them. If this is what you want, this is what you're going to get. So Allah will give an abundance. But when Allah takes them, it's not taking them with difficulties so they can come back to Him. It's taking them in difficulties in a way of punishment now. It's a punishment. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, tell us about His name. إِنَّهُ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ When Salih alayhi salam was telling his people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Salih alayhi salam says, إِنَّهُ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ He is near and he responds to you. He is near and he responds to you. When Nuh alayhi salam making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nuh alayhi salam to tell his people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer. He is al-mujib. But in a way that He is the best of those who respond. In a way that Allah is the best of those who respond. Meaning that many respond to you of the daily routine, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of those who respond. Meaning, the attribute of Allah as al-mujib is the epitome of responding to you. Okay? The epitome of the ability and capability with all the names of attributes to respond to you. Now, also we are the one that Allah asks us to respond to Him.
Allah asks us to respond to Him.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us in some ayat in the Quran this dua and response that Allah responded when the Muslimin made dua. وَإِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ.
Okay.
When you ask your Lord, those who were in the Battle of Badr, okay, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, He responded to you. Okay. So you made dua and I responded to them. They made dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to them.
إِنِّي مُمِدِّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ.
I am giving you 1,000 of the angels, one coming right after the other.
Okay.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes respond to the dua of the believers. But also Allah is asking you to respond to His call.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ.
Oh, you believe, respond, استجيبوا to Allah and His Messenger, to لله وللرسول. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ, when He respond to you, when He calls you to respond to Him. Why? دَعَاكُمْ for what? Calling you for what? لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, to that which put life on you. That which put life in you. Meaning that you are dead unless you respond to Allah. You come to life when you respond to Allah and His Messenger. Not just Allah. Okay? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَّسُولِ, to Allah and His Messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ, when He calls you. Allah talks about two, Allah and His Messenger. Okay? And in the Arabic we know there is a way of speech of single, dual and plural. So Allah, when Allah says, talking about two, Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when He calls you, here is a single form. Not huma, not both of them. Okay? When He calls you, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ, who? Allah or His Messenger. The da'wah of Allah is the same da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So istajibu, respond. Because when Allah calls you for something, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls you, He calls you for something that Allah commanded Him to call you for, and it is all revelation. So come to life. Come to life. Okay? And this is the balance. You respond to Allah and Allah will respond to you. Okay? استجيبوا لله سبحانه وتعالى and Allah سبحانه وتعالى يكون مجيب الدعاء. Allah will come and respond to you as well. And we know the famous ayah in the Quran. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِلَى دَعَانِ. Huh. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my servant asks you about me, I am near. And this is, the scholars make a very beautiful comment on this. In the Quran is filled with يَسْأَلُونَكَ, they ask you. And every time Allah said يَسْأَلُونَكَ, Allah says قُلْ, say, and then give the answer. They ask you about this, say to them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the answer. For example, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ, they ask you about the spoils of war. قُلْ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, say that the أنفال, the spoils of war, the matter belongs to Allah and His Messenger. Okay. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ, they ask you about the crescent. قُلْ, say, هِيَ مَوَقِيتُ لِلنَّاسِ وَالْحَجِّ, it is time that you calculate time with it, the crescents, meaning the month, the moon and so forth, وَالْحَجِّ, and for Hajj, meaning calculate the time of Hajj and so forth. يسألونك عن المحيض. They ask you about the menses of women. قل, say, هو أذى, فاعتزلوا النساء في المحيض. It is harm, so stay away from women during their menses. So, and on and on and on, the same rhythm. Allah says, يسألونك, they ask you, okay, say. But except in this one ayah in the whole Quran, Allah said, وإذا سألك عبادي عني, did not say, when my servant asked you about me, did not say, قل, say that I'm near. No. Allah says, فإني قريب, I am near. So in this matter of dua and answer, there is nothing in between, not even قل, not even the word say. It doesn't exist there. فإني قريب, I am near. أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. I respond, أجيب from مجيب. أجيب, I respond. The دعوة of الداعي, the call of the callers when he make dua for me. So فليستجيبوا لي. Again, استجيبوا from مجيبا إجابة. So they respond to me. فليستجيبوا لي. So they should respond to me. وليؤمنوا بي, and believe in me. لعلهم يرشدون. So they might reach a level of maturity. Rushd is the level of understanding, maturity, and being aware. A level of awareness. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when my servant asks you about me, I am near. I am going to respond to them. So let them respond to me and they will reach that level. The level of rushd. Respond to me and believe me, believe in me. And they will have the understanding. And this is the dynamic between الإجابة, our إجابة to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and إجابة to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لنا. That here is the dynamic between what Allah is responding to us and giving us what we need, and we respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this dynamic, once you realize it, again, you're going to get to the level. Once you practice it and realize it, you get to the level of معرفة to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the level of love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you get to that level, your life becomes a high quality of life. Okay? The life becomes a beautiful, high level of a life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for you. Allah is giving you because He loves you. And then if you forget in a little, Allah will hold back from you, so you come running. So Allah will give you, so you love Him and get to know Him. Allah is al-mujib. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Okay? Who? Who's the one? He is the one. He is the one that respond to al-muttar. Al-muttar is the one in absolute need. إِذَا دَعَى, when he asks. And the scholars of Tafsir saying that isn't even a non-Muslim. That is even a non-Muslim. When he asks in a way of ittirar, in a way of absolute need, Allah will respond just because they recognize the existence of Allah and Allah is capable. They recognize some attributes of Allah at this moment. Okay? Those who are stuck somewhere and about to die, and they cannot do anything in the middle of a snowstorm, in the middle of coming down with a parachute, and the parachute will not open. In a moment of darkness and in the middle of the sea, okay? All this moment, once the human being, because of the human being, they recognize that Allah is the one who is capable, knowledgeable, capable of getting them out of this, and respond to them, and they say, oh God, oh Allah, or whatever, the Creator, help us. Allah said, I will respond to them. I will respond to them. Imagine you, the one that you respond to Allah already, when you ask Allah, what happens? Definitely Allah will respond to you. Now, when we make dua, you are asking the one that gives. You're not the one asking the one who does not give or does not have. So the attitude we should have when we're making dua, that there is nothing small when it comes to Allah. We cannot hold back something, say, this is something that is so big. Why should I, you know, it is unrealistic. You should never, see, once you start thinking that way, you don't know Allah. Once you start thinking this way, you don't know Allah. Okay? So there is a deficiency in your relationship with Allah already. But when you want something, you ask. You ask. It does not matter if it is seem to you impossible, because there is nothing impossible with Allah. So do not shortchange your relationship with Allah by thinking this way, by having that attitude. You ask, whatever it is, how big it is, how seems to be, you have no idea how it's going to happen. Yeah. What happened with Maryam alayhi salam? She was getting rizq. Getting rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And who was bringing the rizq? Zakariya alayhi salam. But now when he comes in, he sees something that he did not bring. And something seems to be strange, because some scholars say she was getting things that is not available in the area or in the season. So he asks a question. Anna laki hadha. Anna meaning how and where did you get it from and how did you get it? Okay. Anna laki hadha. And what was her response? Huwa min indillah. Beautiful response. It is from Allah. Right? Yeah. You, Zakariya alayhi salam, you are a prophet of Allah, and you're asking me, where do you get this from? It's from Allah. Okay? Huwa min indillah. And then she made it clear. She said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بَغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah gives whomever He wishes without the means, without calculation, without a tit for a tat, without taking the means and getting result. Allah will give. Okay? This is the attitude we should have with Allah. So when Maryam alayhi salam, she was so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way of understanding and righteousness. Allah was giving her without the means. And when Zakariya alayhi salam realized, not realized that he did not realize it before, but he was sort of like, we ask ourselves, why did Zakariya alayhi salam made dua to Allah to give him a son before that? Because Allah in the ayah after it says, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. That is when Zakariya made the dua to Allah and says, Allah, I want a son. So now, the student, Maryam alayhi salam, reminded the teacher, Zakariya alayhi salam, that Allah gives without means, without calculation. So he said, of course. Why didn't I make the dua that I want a son? So what did Zakariya alayhi salam say? He stated his weaknesses. And this is the point. Okay, he said, Rabbi, inni wahana al-azmu minni, washta'ala al-ra'su shayba, walam akum bidu'aika rabbi shaqiyya. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي okay. وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرٌ فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ okay. He said, oh Allah, إِنْ وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي, my bones are weak okay. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا and my head is full of gray okay. And stated the weakness of his wife. My wife is old and she's barren, never able, capable. Okay? But he made dua. فَهَبْلِ مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيَّ يَرِيثُنِي وَأَرِيثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبُ وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. So he will inherit me and inherit from the ancestor of Yaqub alayhi salam. Okay, and he made him in a way who is radi and pleased and pleasing. Okay, so from the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to Zakariya alayhi salam with, Allah says, Hanana min ladunna wa zakatan wa kana taqiyya. That what I'm gonna give you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, a ghulam, ismuhu Yahya, his name is Yahya. Allah named him. Allah did not wait for Zakariya to give the name. Allah says, Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. That we did not make in, no one was named that name before at all. He's a name special from Allah. Okay? Hananan min ladunna. Hanan. What is in English the word of Hanan? It is not love. Tenderness, yes. Tenderness was love and compassion. Hananan min ladunna. What is min ladunna? Min ladunna, that means from us. When Allah used the word, this word, min ladunna, from us, that means there is no means at all in this matter. Okay? There is no means in this matter. It's directly from Allah. Okay? So, we ask, and we do not hold back because of a deficiency in our belief. Let's bring our belief so high and ask whatever it is that we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then taste the beauty of the relationship with Allah Al-Mujib. Come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you do, you will come to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves us, and He loves for us to love Him. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. InshaAllah, please go ahead, you have the microphone, and we'll continue with the sunnah that we started, inshallah, was common. Inshallah. Go ahead.
No. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Just a comment of the continuation of the ayah, and also the scholar said in Arabic, it's very beautiful when you said فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. In Arabic it should be دعاني, you know. But the ya is waved or taken out from the Quran because the quick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to the people. So you don't have to make so much dua, you know, like, you know, even the word, you know, da'ani, he took one letter out. So if barely you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start asking him, the response, inshallah, will be there. You don't have to continue da'ani, you know, they take the ya out. And I read it in tafsir. The subhanallah, you are right. When I was in college, there was one of my friends, you know, after the prayer he make dua, and sometimes I hear him. He said like he won $3 billion. I said, why you are asking $3 billion? I mean, come on. I mean, Syria, the whole economy there is $3 billion. Why are you asking $3 billion? He said, well, I'm asking somebody. He apparently know Allah more than me, subhanAllah. So he's truly asking the one who, you know, could give without the means. I mean, do not ask.
And he is in college, not even graduating.
Right. Do not ask little. He's asking for money. You should not ask for money, but if he's asking for money, I mean, make it 30 billion instead of 30. The one point was Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, talking about this dua and istijab al-mujib, that sometimes the slave of Allah ask for something is not good for him. Mm-hmm. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the love for this person, and he knows that if he respond to this dua specifically, there will be harm more than benefit to this person. So Allah, his response to him not to respond.
Right.
Because he does not know what is going to happen. You know, you go to your job, tough time, bad. It's happened to me sometimes, you know. And I said, oh, you know, you want to make dua that Allah get rid of this job, give me better than it, or whatever, change the environment. But Allah knows in His knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if He responds to you what you are asking now in this particular situation, you might get something bad to you. So you hold from His love.
Or put that particular time.
Right, maybe, particular time. Until you insist. That's what Ibn al-Qayyim said. Mm-hmm. Until the slave of Allah becomes so insistent on in leaving the situation. And that's what the ayah said, لَا يُغَيْرُ اللَّهُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change what happened to people until they change what they in themselves. And then if you insist, and you get this part to the point that you are asking too much, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will let you have what you want. He will respond to you even. So then you go to the other situation and said, oh, what did I do to myself? Or why this happened to me? And you blame the decree of Allah, that why Allah, you bring me from this job to this job? You know, you start having like Allah put you in that. You forget that you have been asking for this for the long time. So as a believers, you know, we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the response did not come quickly as we think, it's from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, that this is not the time for having what you are asking for from the love of Allah. And be patient, you will get it, you know, when the time is ready. Wallahu alam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just a quick reflection on the ayah that you mentioned. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who answers the prayers of those who are in real need but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just remember two examples here of two people who asked Allah when they were really in a real need. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, when he was in the bottom of the ocean inside the whale, and he asked Allah to save him, and he was so sincere and he admitted all his shortcomings, and Allah saved him from that situation. He was very sincere. And the other example was Fir'aun, when he was about to die, when he crossed the sea behind Musa alayhi salam, and he saw essentially that he is going to die with everybody else, and now he started in his mind saying amantu bima billadhi amana bihi Musa, or something like that.
Bani
Israel, yeah. So he wouldn't even say Amen to Billah. He would say Amen to
that one.
With that one who Musa alayhi salam believed in. But of course, his iman was not sincere, and he wouldn't even attribute everything or the power to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know all what the end result was for Fir'aun. So these are the two examples contrasting one another, and we see what Allah does in each situation. Jazakallah khair.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah, you beautifully explained this hope with Allah. But to make this dua, you have to have some personal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. Like, I mean, you have to work for that before making the dua. Mm-hmm. And then what you're asking for, it is important also. I mean, person is close to Allah, probably ask more for akhirah than for this dunya.
Mashallah.
And then patience also, as brother mentioned, wait for the dua to be accepted.
Yes.
Jazakallah.
The numbers are getting bigger and the comments are getting less. And then when we turn the microphone off, then everybody will start speaking, right? Subhanakallahumma bihamdik.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا. Half an hour. خير إن شاء الله.